Baruch Hashem, over here there. So, yes. So then the Mishnah Berurah. There are places in which say that the person has to hear Zachor, Pashat Zachor. I don't tell them what you know, huh? You don't tell them, huh? Action. So a person has to say Pashat Zachor, he has to hear it. Some person say he has to hear it in the Mivtah, in the accent that he's used to hearing. The person in the Buri Chatu, he should hear a Baikara which means Buri Chatu. Baruch Ata, Baruch Ata. The Mivtah, the accent that he's used to hear. Okay? Not all the poskim say this, but some poskim say this. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down, Baal Kerem HaNachon SheKoreh Yikra Shneihem, Yotzei Yedei Shneihem. Okay? So the Baal Kerem should read this way and that way and this way and that way. So everyone's Yotzei, like we said, we spoke about this. Okay? Why? What's the point? The point is that the person has to understand what he's hearing. Because people from Europe, right? Not us, Israelis speak like the Sfaradi Davin, more or less. So even if a Sfaradi lane, they understand everything he's saying, because it's like Ivrit, like today's Ivrit, the modern Hebrew. Right? But Ashkenazi that came now from Europe or from America, that he hears now about Zachor, what's Zachor? Zochor, Eis, Asher, Oso. If he said Asa, he doesn't mean it. What's Asa? Asa is a king, no? And then Asa, a king. Oso. Right? So it could be that he doesn't understand. He doesn't have Kavana on what he's saying. Therefore, a person has to hear, to try to hear. If he didn't have an opportunity, in the Shul, Yidavin, they did it the way he did it, he's Yotze. Not that he's not Yotze.
Because we don't have an obligation to understand. Just have to hear. So even if we don't speak Hebrew, we don't know any Hebrew. Even if we don't speak Hebrew, we don't know Hebrew, we don't understand the words.
We don't
understand the words. We don't know what it means. So it doesn't matter anyway.
You should learn before the words. Time to hear for no point.
But to be Yotze, we don't need to understand. But you obviously the
Chavah,
to listen to Zachor, you have to understand.
You're supposed to be Moichah Zechah Amalek and Moichah Zechah Amalek. That's what you need. That's what
only a person who knows Hebrew can be
Yotzeh. No, but if you understand what he's going to say, you learn it before, you understand what he's going to talk about, so you're Yotzeh. That's the idea. Okay? So, anyway, the Chatchila, for sure, a lot of person can make on this. Right, that Ashkenazi should hear from Ashkenazi leaning, and Sephardi should hear from Sephardi leaning, and even in the Ashkenazi, if it's different accents, a person should try to hear the way he's used to hearing it. If you're Sephardi, if you're Temani, try to hear the way you're used to hearing it. The Chashuv, a lot of people say you're not Yotze if you don't hear it this way. The person, he has an oiness, right? That's why Parsha Zohar, if you come to this yeshiva, you're Yotze all the sheep. You know why, Hanan? Because the Baal Kerei, he learns about 9 different ways. One Baal Kerei, he says Temani a few ways, and Chassidi, and all this. Chassidi A, Chassidi U, Chassidi A, all the things. Amitai Zikovich is an expert. But wherever you are, it's good to be makpid, another thing. It's a chumrah, you don't have to. To hear it from someone who's learning from a Sefer Torah, which is your minhag. You know the Chazon Ish, he would not get an aliyah on a Sefer Torah, which is written Tavari. Why he said the Yud on the Tzadik is backwards, he won't get an aliyah. No, it's Bachar Batara for me. I don't hold this, you need to write like this. For me, it's Bachar Batara. It's Chazon Ish. So you see the Zayin like that. You can't put Shechaz and Gilein from all the old Sephardi Sepharim. But, it's not like Inyan. It's not Me'akim at all.
Okay. In America, once I was in charge of community Megillah reading to people that couldn't be at a synagogue on the right day. So it wasn't necessarily the right day, but it was the Megillah reading, and I had Chabad come to it. And I can't believe, I thought I was doing a good thing. So there were thousands of Jews, and they could hear the Megillah. You know, every hour was being done. I didn't have that in English. Only had Chabad for Harim. I couldn't do it in Hebrew. Every hour in the hour. But never in English.
Did you learn it in English? I don't know if you
thought that the Reform rabbis in the community said, we only read it in English.
The Reform rabbi.
Right, but why did
you... read it in the
language.
Only wait, only if you understand the
Yosef.
And if you don't understand,
you're a Catholic priest.
No,
when you're talking about halakha.
What are they reading about?
Soon we'll get up to Ilchot Megillah and we'll talk about Megillah.
That's what I'm saying. The Reform rabbis do not know anything about halakha.
Soon we'll learn. What does that mean, a kosher Megillah written in English?
English,
how could it be English?
No,
no,
no, no.
And it was. A N. I mean, Aleph Nun Daleth. So, instead, I don't know exactly. So, we'll see soon.
I had to think on my feet, so what's the Chabad Rabbi? And I said, what do we do? I said, I never even thought about this. I just assumed everybody would come down and go to the Hebrew and be a nice thing and blah, blah, blah. And he says, you know, you have to be sensitive to what they're saying. They are a large part of the community. And to ignore them right now with their complaining would be not the right thing to do. So ask them if they have somebody who can do that. I mean, he said that the boys that I'm bringing in here aren't going to do it. But see if they have somebody who can do it. And so for themselves, they can do it. It doesn't have to be me or you doing it. And so that's what we did. So they got what they wanted.
But you didn't do it.
What?
They did it, but...
They did it. Yeah, we turned it over to them.
Interesting story. Very good. Pasha Zohar, the person who gets Aliyah has to be over 13. Because the halacha is on Shabbos, you have to lay in seven Aliyahs. Seven people get out of the Aliyah in the Sefer Torah. But we do eight, a maftil. So one of the seven, halachically, could be someone under 13, as long as he knows who he's blessing to, and as long as he knows how to read together with the Chazan. You know the halacha, if you get an Aliyah, you have to read together with the Chazan in the Sefer Torah. Okay? To read with him. Silently, yeah? If you don't read silently, don't read at all. And I had someone having a... Someone got an aliyah the other day on Shabbos, where I landed. And he was whispering the whole thing in my ear. It was a little bit annoying. You know?
That could be really distracting.
That's what you asked for. You're supposed to do that.
Trying to help me. Trying to help me, exactly. Whatever. But anyways, that's halacha. So if someone under 13, if it's not one of the seven aliyahs, halachically, you get an aliyah on Shabbos. Make the brachas and everything. And as long as he knows how to lay also with the chazan, to read with him the words. In the Temani communities, a kid always gets shishi. That's how it is.
A little kid?
A kid, yeah. Under 13.
It's shishi?
Shishi, yeah.
That's like the most kavod in the chassidim. That's the most kavod of them all.
Yeah, but the truth is that I heard a whole story that really it's not chashuv, but they made it into chashuv or something like that. The whole story.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what they say. Anyways.
Somebody doesn't know how to lean, and they get an aliyah.
They read with him. Read with him the words.
The Hazlan is, whoever's leaning is leaning, right? And the guy that has the aliyah standing there, he can't really follow, he can't really say it so much.
At least, three psukim.
He follows along with the eyes, maybe.
Just try to pronounce with him.
Whatever he can.
Okay. Anyways, but for Zachal, even though it's a machtil, can be someone under 13, and not only can be someone under 13, it can be someone 13 who, there's a halachic term, 13 in the age, and 13 that he has two hairs. What's it called? Pubic hairs? I don't know. If he doesn't have that, so it's a safek, he's 13. So also for Zachal, since it's Doraita, you have to bring someone who's for sure an adult. Okay, 15, 16, for sure. He's also the age, and also he has pubic hair, so he's a pimoitzi everyone. Anyways, in many communities, who do you give them the zachal for? The rav or ish chashuv in the community, you give him the zachal. Okay. So that was. Oh, apologies. Now, Din Tanit Estel. Tough place, babe. Din Tanit Estel. Laws of Tanit Estel. Bechanukah and Purim. On the days of Chanukah and Purim, mutar litanot lifneim ulachareim. You're allowed to fast the day before Chanukah and the day after Chanukah. You're allowed to fast the day before Purim. Of course, we all fast the day before. Not this year, it was Shabbos, but in a regular year. Day before Purim and the day after Purim, a lot of fast. Yeah? The Mishnah Berurah adds also, Besped Shari, eulogy. If you want to give a eulogy, if someone died, so you can do that also the day before, day after.
Normally on other festivals you can't.
You can't, right. Like Erev Pesach, or Motzai Pesach, or other Chagim. Huh?
The whole month of
Adar, you can't do Mispeh? The month of Nisan, not Adar. Adar? Doesn't say. It says that you can fast. You can do also that.
Chesped.
It says that you can do Esped. Oh. Mishnah Berurah. V'chein be'esped shari. Nisan is the whole month. You don't Nisan is the month of Simcha. Nisan also, you don't go to the base Kvarot. You don't go to the cemetery.
My friend passed away, Zion Adar, and I went to the yeshiva where he sponsored. As a rabbi of yeshiva, he said that he could do the
festival.
Zion Adar, maybe because of Zion Adar.
He passed away, Zion Adar, it was the month of Adar. Maybe, you know what, it was...
It was Nisan already.
It was a dedication of something in his name.
Yeah, maybe it was already Nisan.
No, I thought it was the one year.
Let's see what he adds here. Yeah. So, after Chatzot, Purim, Erev Purim after Chatzot. Right? Tani Sestel. What?
Chatzot day,
yeah. Afternoon, yeah. The afternoon of Erev Purim brings down there. Some poskim say that you shouldn't do a eulogy, you shouldn't do a hesped, and Erev Purim after Chatzot. He's already getting into the Avira of Purim here. You can't causing people to cry now.
Even though you're fasting.
Soon we'll talk about the fast. Here, now we'll talk about the fast. טוב. מתענין בי"ג באדר. We fast on י"ג אדר, 13th of Adar, we fast. ואם חל פורים באחד בשבת, and if פורים, like this year, falls on first day of the week, on Sunday, מקדימים להתענות ביום חמישי. זה שולחן ערוך. Then we fast early, on יום חמישי. Like this year. This year, תעני דסטר, זה on יום חמישי. Okay? סדר רמה. ותענית זה לא חובה. He says, this is not like for the other four ta'aniyot, which are obligatory. Ta'anit Estel is not chova, it's not obligatory. You have to do it, because the Shulchan Aruch writes, you fast. But there's a lot more leniencies, more than Tzom Gedalia is more chamur, and Astar B'Teve is more chamur, and Yudzayim B'Tammuz, and Tisha B'Av, of course, right? They're chamur. They're more chamur than Ta'anit Estel. Yes, and there is to be lenient when it's needed.
He said this year is on for Yushalayim. Yushalayim. It's on Yom Rishon.
What is?
I mean, yeah, Purim.
Purim was Yom Sheni in Yerushalayim. Shushan Purim. Shushan Purim is Yom Sheni.
So we fast in Yerushalayim.
No, everyone fasts the same day all the time.
Everybody in that whole country is going to fast on Yom
Now Yom in the whole country, I'll give you a chiddush in the whole world. Even if it's in space, what?
Yom HaMishi?
Yom HaMishi, yeah. Yom HaMishi. Anyways, so there is to be makel, for example, pregnant ladies do not fast. Minikot, nursing mothers do not fast. Or lechole shem b'sakana. Even if someone is not feeling so good. He has a headache, right?
He's a little bit hungry.
He has a stomachache, he's hungry. Right? ואפילו רק כואבי עיניים, שאם מצטערים הרבה לא יתנו, ויפרו אחר כך. That if even someone says is not feeling so well, right, he has a pain in his eye, that has nothing to do with the fast, right? And it's going to help him now if he eats a little bit, he can calm him down, he could eat, but he has to make it up. That's not a free thing.
What do you mean? He has to fast a different day?
A different day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that with all fasts?
What?
That's with all fasts?
All fasts? Depends. If it's time, it's usually fast, you don't stop the fast. Because you don't feel well. You can go rest. And it's still, even for not feeling well, you don't... Yeah. What?
If you've got a good reason not to fast, you're very sick.
And then you're put to.
Then you have to make it up.
I'm not sure.
No, but if you have something like diabetes or hypoglycemia.
No, you don't have to test at all. Okay. When are you going to make it up? When you're healthy, is that the show? How about Shabrim? But the rest of people which are healthy, the Rama says, Lo yifreshu in etzibur. You don't separate from everyone. Everyone, you have to fast. The minhag to fast, and we fast. So we'll see why in the Mishnah Berurah. Im chal Purim b'yom rishon, and Purim falls on Sunday, like this year. Purim is on Sunday. Shushan Purim is on Monday. Purim is on Sunday. Shemitanim v'yom chamishi shel afanav. And that we fast on Thursday. That's before. V'chal bo brit milah. And it's a brit. Listen to the Rama. Mutar le'echol al ha'milah. U'lemachar b'yom shishi tenu ha'ochlim. You're allowed to eat at the brit. But you have to fast the next day on Friday. So let's say like this again. If it's a Tanit Esther Mugdam. Tanit Esther, an early Tanit Esther, like this year. It falls on, really Tanit Esther needs to be on Shabbos. But we don't fast on Shabbos, only if it's Yom Kippur. So we're going to fast on Thursday. It's Yud Aleph, right. Fast on Yud Aleph on Thursday. And there's a Brit on that day. And you're joining the Brit. And there's a meal. You're allowed to eat in that meal. But the next day you'll have to fast Tanit Esther on Friday. Okay? Halacha, Ramos says. What? We don't normally fast on Friday? Unless it's Asara B'Teves, we fast on Friday. Like this year was. Like Minatan died on Asara B'Teves. It was Nifta, Asara B'Teves. And usually you're not supposed to fast on Asara B'Teves on Friday. Why? You're not usually supposed to come into Shabbos when you're supposed to come a little bit hungry into Shabbos. Not the...
Famished.
What is it called?
Famished.
Famished, what is that?
Very, very hungry.
Okay. Bulmus. Shachaza Bulmus. Okay. טוב, יופי, נחת הרמה. נוציא משנה ברורה. Why do we fast in Yom Kippur? כי בימי מרדכי ואסתר, אז the days of מרדכי and Esther, נקלו ביום Yom Kippur להילחם ולעמוד על נפשם. They gathered together on Yom Kippur to fight for themselves. Right? That's the day they gathered together to fight. והיו צריכים לבקש רחמים ותחנונים שיעזרם השם ינקם אויביהם. And they needed to ask a lot of requests. They have to request a lot of mercy and pleading from Hashem. It'll help them take revenge of their enemies. Because as we know, that Achashverosh told Esther, I can't retract what I wrote. But you can write new ones. So they were also had the permission to kill all the Jews, because the king gave the Haman sent the letters, and he couldn't retract and bring them back. Therefore, they had to pray, and Hashem will help them. Right? We found in other places, where we found, we'll see soon, that in the day of a war, you have to fast. שכן אמור רבותינו, we saw שמשה רבינו עליו שלום, ביום שניחם עמלק היה מתענה. We see משה רבינו, when he fought עמלק, when they fought עמלק, and he stood on the mountain, he fasted. ואם כן, בוודאי, גם מימי מרדכי היו מתענים באותו יום. Therefore, of course, also in the days of מרדכי, they for sure also fasted.
Even the fighters.
Huh? Even I don't know about the fighters. They have to fight, but those, at least those which are not fighting have to fast.
Well, wasn't there a 3-day fast?
Nothing to do with that.
So I mean, back then.
There was a lot before that. It wasn't the time of the war. So why don't you do a 3-day fast?
It was the time of Pesach.
Exactly. Nothing to do with this. This is, we fast in the beginning of Adar. Why? Because they probably fasted.
But not for Esther's fast. Esther's fast, which was 3 days.
Then, I don't know why it's called Tanit Esther if it doesn't do with that.
That's just to fast for 3 days.
But that was on Pesach a year beforehand. It was 11 months beforehand during Pesach. They fasted also on Leila Seder. The Gemara says. Why do we fast? It's called Tanit Esther.
You didn't say that in Mishabur?
Yeah.
Why it's called Tanit Esther?
Oh, that's the why.
Yeah.
It says Venikra Tanit Esther, it's called Tanit Esther. Doesn't bring anyone, no one brings anything else.
He brings the Minhag to fast in about 3 days.
Okay. Doesn't bring anything about 3 days.
No?
By the way, the Taz says about the, we said that if it's a Tanit Esther Mugdam, so you should eat, you're allowed to eat in the bris milah and the bris. The Taz says it's not good to rely on this, and it's better to make the meal afterwards at night. On the night of Purim, after the Megillah, make a meal for everyone. Not to rely on the Rambam, so he says it. So soon we'll see all the more pratim over here, why is it called and everything. Which is right now, I'm so happy we're doing this. Inside the Mishnabu, it's more thorough, you say? Thorough? I tell you, Sadi, it's a. So. Yeah, anyways, Kedeliskol Hashem Yisbarach. So, why do we fast? To remember that Hashem Yisbarach sees and hears each and every one when he has a trouble, and when he fasts and he returns to Hashem, right? The same way he did then also to us. Whenever we all have troubles, there's plenty of troubles we have. Bepratiyut or beklaliyut, right? Personally, each one, and general Am Yisrael, right? So there's plenty with the fast. And the main thing of the fasting is to do tshuva, not stand to fast. If someone can't fast, he's supposed to do tshuva. If someone fasts without doing tshuva, so good, he's keeping Shulchan Aruch. But the main thing. So, yeah, the main thing is to do tshuva.
Shouldn't we also be doing 6 hours of Hesbodidim?
Doing
every day.
Every day for 6 hours, not only
5 days.
At least that. Okay. If someone came home, he didn't know it's Thursday, it's Tanis Esther Mugdam. And he came home and he ate the whole day. And then they told him, oh, everyone fasted today. So really? You should fast the next day. Okay, Mr. Bo says. Okay. The Ma'aril, the one of the Achronim, he didn't teach halacha that day. He didn't teach that day. Why? He said, everyone's busy buying for Purim, preparing for Purim. He didn't teach. So Eliyahu Rabba brings down on that. This is all talking going to yeshiva and having a whole thing, yes. But learning stamina for the Seder near your house? Why would you be puto? Of course, go sit and learn. That's another thing. Then, okay. Yeah, we don't say tzidkascha, of course, on Shabbos Mincha, like this year, Shabbos Mincha, which is Erev Purim. You don't say tzidkascha. Why? There's a rule. Whenever you don't say tachanun, if it would have been a weekday, you would have said tachanun, you say tzitkascha. If it's a weekday and you won't say tachanun on that weekday, you don't say tzitkascha on mincha. So everyone knows that on Erev Purim, in the afternoon, we don't say tachanun. So you won't say tzitkascha on mincha. In our generation, I heard from Rabbi Yaakov Yosef and other big poskim, also Ashkenazim, pregnant ladies, do not fast, and nursing mothers, do not fast. I saw many poskim passing this in our generation. Don't be machmir on this.
What?
If
someone else is
no, they can't. Pregnant lady and nursing mothers don't. Ma? Even if they want to.
I don't think that it's awesome.
Right. Some person say even women who could still get pregnant, and this might prevent the conception. So she shouldn't fast.
They don't have to. It's awesome.
No, but I heard from Rabbi Yaakov Yosef in my own ears. He said, pregnant lady, and asur to fast. I asked him why. He said, Safek pikuach nefesh. That's what he told me. In our generation, he said, Safek pikuach nefesh. Especially in the early months of pregnancy. On Tisha B'Av. He said, even on Tisha B'Av. Even on Tisha B'Av, they shouldn't fast. Only Yom Kippur.
Even Ashkenazi is talking
about Yeah. I heard also from Ashkenazi poskim. Yeah, a lot of Ashkenazi poskim also passing. I forgot the names, but. They should. Because they say it's dangerous. Why does the baby have to suffer? Because of the mother. I know my wife, she is a nursing mother, right? If she doesn't eat and drink that day, right, the baby gets less food. The baby also has the fast? No? Should it? So she shouldn't eat all kinds of matamim and that. Yeah, my mother told me she didn't fast for 20 years or something. Just in Kippur. Pregnant or nursing? Pregnant or nursing? Baruch Hashem. Ken Yirbu. We all have children. Everyone should have children.
Amen.
Yeah. Okay, we said some people fast 3 days. Zechra l'tanit is still that she fasted 3 days.
Well,
3 days straight?
No.
Brings the Moshe Bura down and says Monday, Thursday, and Monday, that's before Purim. Monday, Thursday, Monday, that's after Purim.
During the day, they would eat at night.
After Purim, Achar Purim, I'm reading here. Achar Purim. Why? The fast was after Purim, you know that, right? I mean, it was before Purim, but it was the date. In the dates, it was later. That's yeah. Okay. Mishenichnas Adar, Marbim Besimcha. That's the Gemara. The Gemara says, I have a whole shiur I can give you on this, but not now. Umishesh Dini Ma'akum Mishpat Ba'Adar. If you have a judgment with a goy, try to make it that for an Adar. Yeah. Now, there's a city that a miracle happened in the city could make a Purim on that day. And everyone in that city who comes to live in the city or lives right down the city has to do that Purim. Make parties and, yeah.
That's every city in every city.
Yeah. So, the Seder, tomorrow we'll learn more about Tanit Estel.